Blackstone Audio presents Signora Da Vinci by Robin Maxwell. The Alchemist's Daughter. Chapter 1. A lie. I needed a fresh lie to help me escape the house this day. Call it deceit, I corrected myself, as I threw another log in the furnace, enduring its searing blast on my face before shutting the iron door with a clank. I had chosen the fattest log in the woodpile. The bigger it was, the longer the fire would burn without needing tending. All part of my deceit. "Use the word, Katerina," I scolded myself. "You will be telling Papa a lie so you can run barefoot in the hills today instead of doing your chores." I grabbed the handle of the bellows and gave them several mighty squeezes, imagining the fierce heat its wind would create inside my father's alchemical furnace, then threw off my leather apron and face mask and turned to go. I could see he was making a batch of alcohol on his work table, the still with its two-headed spouts and receiving flasks all rigged together in a confusing array. It should not have been confusing, I knew. He had been trying to teach me for weeks. A simple process to create a substance especially useful in the apothecary. But my mind of late had been elsewhere. Anywhere else but in Papa's alchemical laboratory, his medicinal garden, or his apothecary shop where I normally helped him. A plan was forming in my head. I went back to the furnace and threw in one more log for good measure, praying I would not burn down the house with my inferno of deceit. Had that been one of Dante's seven deadly sins? I tried to remember as I started down the stairs from the top floor to the second. Here, I stopped in my bedchamber, a small room with enough space for my covered bed, a chair, a desk, and several wooden chests that held my belongings. I avoided looking at my prettily painted marriage chest, the one Aunt Magdalena had insisted on giving me a year ago when I'd turned 13, the one she'd begun to fill with linens, fine smocks, and baby things, all that a girl would need as a young bride. But the sight of it seemed to mock me. Who would marry me? I had never learned the womanly skills, and Papa, despite his sister's nagging, had more excuses than hairs on his head. I was too young, he told her, though of course girls my age were marrying all the time. There was no one suitable in Vinci, he insisted, but of course there were other towns nearby, larger places like Empoli and Pistoia, and of course Florence, just a day's ride away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?